Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. And Huron County, in a significant development from Huron County District Court, presided over by Judge Ferris, a high-stakes felony case has just seen a pivotal turn. Jason Daniel Conkey, initially charged with second-degree home invasion, has struck a deal that reshapes the prosecution's path. Conkey has agreed to waive his preliminary examination and plead to a reduced charge of breaking and entering a building with intent. The strategic concession? He'll testify truthfully against any co-defendants. This move not only dismisses the original, more severe felony charge and bypasses a habitual offender notice, but it also transforms a defendant into a key witness for the state. It's a tactical win for prosecutors, securing a conviction and potentially opening doors for further cases. Conkey is now slated for arraignment in circuit court on April 20th, 2026 at 9 a.m., with his bond remaining in place. A legal chess match, indeed, playing out in our local courts. And in Saginaw County, a former teacher at Michigan Lutheran Seminary has admitted to a series of sex crimes involving a student, bringing a swift turn in a case that had been heading forward to trial. 31-year-old Carl Boder entered guilty pleas to 9 charges in court Thursday, avoiding a pretrial hearing that had been scheduled just hours earlier. The charges span a range of offenses, including criminal sexual conduct with a student, possession and distribution of abusive material, and using digital communications to facilitate the crimes. Prosecutors say the victim was 17 years old at the time of the incidents, which took place over the summer. Boder resigned from the school in August and was later arrested in December. His bond remains set at $1 million. Boder now faces a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 5 years, with the most serious charge carrying a potential penalty of up to 15 years behind bars. His attorney says the decision to plead guilty was made to spare the victim and her family from further trauma, bringing a case that shook a school community one step closer to sentencing. And a newly detected COVID-19 variant, nicknamed Cicada, has made its way to Michigan, but health experts say there's no reason to sound the alarm. The strain, known as BA.3.2, is part of the Omicron family and has now been identified in more than 24 states nationwide. What's catching scientists' attention isn't increased severity, but its ability to evolve. Researchers say the variant carries an unusually high number of mutations, raising concerns about what's called immune escape, meaning it may be better at slipping past protections from prior infections or vaccines. But doctors stressed that doesn't mean it's more dangerous. So far, there's no evidence linking Cicada to higher rates of hospitalization or death. In fact, overall COVID activity across Michigan remains low, accounting for just a small fraction of emergency room visits earlier this month. The variant was identified overseas and is now being tracked globally, often through wastewater surveillance, an early warning system that can detect the virus before outbreaks appear in hospitals. Health officials say the biggest unknown right now is how this variant will behave over time. Meanwhile, vaccination rates in Michigan have dipped, with fewer than 1 in 10 residents receiving the latest updated shot. Medical experts emphasize that vaccines still offer strong protection, especially against severe illness. Globally, the variant is currently classified as under monitoring, not a variant of concern, Bottom line, this is the reminder that COVID-19 hasn't disappeared. It's still changing, but for now, experts say awareness, not panic, is the right response. When we come back after this Bayport State message, we'll get to our national news.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank. That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for 6 generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With 4 locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our national news, new brain pathway for common diabetes drug discovered. Researchers at the Baylor College of Medicine have identified a hidden pathway in the brain that explains how the drug metformin lowers blood sugar. For over 60 years, it was believed the drug worked primarily in liver and gut. But new study points to a protein in the hypothalamus. By suppressing a protein called RAP1 in the brain, metformin triggers neurons that regulate whole-body glucose metabolism. This discovery could lead to more targeted diabetes treatments that focus on the central nervous system rather than just metabolic organs. In other national news, Supreme Court to review interstate water rights case. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a significant case regarding water distribution rights between several western states. The dispute centers on long-term drought conditions and the interpretation of decades-old compacts that govern the sharing of river resources. Legal experts suggest the ruling could set a precedent for how states manage dwindling natural resources in the face of changing climate patterns. A decision is expected by the end of the current term, with high stakes for agriculture and urban planning in the region. And in our international news, new deep-sea species discovered in the Pacific. A major scientific breakthrough, researchers have identified 24 new species of amphipods in the Clarion-Clipperton zone of the Pacific Ocean. The discovery, published this week, includes an entirely new superfamily of creatures previously unknown to science. The findings are the result of a collaborative project between the University of Lodz and the National Oceanography Center. These discoveries highlight the biodiversity of the deep sea floor, an area currently being studied for potential mineral extraction and environmental conservation. In other international news, World Congress of Nephrology opens in Japan. The 2026 World Conference of Nephrology began today in Yokohama, Japan, bringing together thousands of specialists to discuss global kidney health. The conference is focused on improving access to dialysis and transplantation in developing nations. Keynote speakers highlighted a new organ-on-a-chip platform designed to simulate type 1 diabetes, which could reduce the need for animal testing in medical research. The Congress aims to establish new international guidelines for treating chronic kidney disease in aging populations. When we come back after this Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang convertible with heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $43,440? Lease a 2026 Explorer Active, plus seats 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $440 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end March 31st. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and moving on to our obituaries for this hour. On Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, Kirk Douglas, Schember, age 59 of Bad Axe, passed away. Kurt was born on August 13th, 1966 in Bad Axe. Kurt is survived by his wife Lisa and son Cody. The funeral service for Kurt Schember will be on Tuesday, March 31st, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church. Friends and family of Kurt Schember may call for visitation from 2 to 8 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home on Monday, March 30th, and also on Tuesday at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials can be made to the family or Thumb Shelter. Thumb Animal Shelter. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Doris T. Stimpfel, 81, of Cass City, died peacefully Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, in her home. Doris was born January 7th, 1945, in Paris Township. Doris is survived by her children Tammy, Renee, Thomas, James, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will take place Friday, April 17th in Novesta Church of Christ from 10 a.m. until a time of service at 11 a.m. Interment has taken place at Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly. Memorials may be made to Novesta Church of Christ, and arrangements have been made by Kranz Funeral Home in Cass City. And that's been your local, regional, national, international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather and obituaries right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.